Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I need to advise you that this is call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was trying to file a new claim online, and it kept saying my driver's license that I was entering was incorrect, but I'm sitting there looking at my driver's license number now. I know it's correct.
All right, and what is that social?
Okay, the social is 563-359820.
And what is the first and last name?
Greg Carey, G-R-E-G-G, Carey, C-A-R-Y.
And Mr. Carey, what is your date of birth?
4-3-1961.
And your mother's maiden name?
Douglas.
All right. So let's see. So I can go ahead and get that claim filed for you. When you were putting in your driver's license number, were you putting the AL in the spot where it asks for the license number?
No.
No.
Then I don't know why it showed up on mine. All right. So what is that driver's license number?
It's 612-5583.
All righty. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, it is.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
And have you served on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 100 days?
No.
All righty. And Mr. Carey, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive them either through direct deposit or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Direct deposit, please.
Is that going into a checking or savings account?
Checking account.
And what is the routing number?
Let's see. Routing number is 062-000019.
And what is the account number?
000-734-8150.
And just to confirm, I have that account number as 000-734-8150.
Correct.
All right. And what is the highest grade you completed in school, including any time in college?
College. I have an associate's degree plus further education.
So you have an associate's degree?
Yes.
All righty. And what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 323 Wisenhunt. That's W-H-I-S-E-N-H-U-N-T. It's all one word, Wisenhunt Road. And that's in Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, Alabama, 35043.
All right. Is your home address different than your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
All right. What is a good phone number? Good phone number to reach you at?
I'm at 205-482-5628.
And just to confirm, I have 205-482-5628.
Correct.
All righty. And just to confirm that mailing address one more time is 323 Wisenhunt Road, Chelsea, Alabama, 35043.
Correct.
All right. And just so you know, Mr. Carey, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay?
Sure.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? AGL Propane, BCI Corporation, Hyman and Lee Homes, Rowland Coffee Roaster, or none of the above?
What was the one you said? It was Hyman and Lee Holmes?
Yes.
Yeah, I worked for them
many years ago.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1988 Saab 9000, a 1992 Acura Integra, a 1995 Mitsubishi Montero, a 1998 Toyota 4Runner, or none of the above?
Those are the 4Runner. Yeah, we had a 4Runner, 1998 4Runner.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1138 Snow Hinton Drive, 1320 Jackson Avenue North, 2464 Burns Street, 536 Talon Court, or none of the above?
Yep. 536 Talon Court.
All right, Mr. Carey, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
All right. And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Disaster, no.
All right, and when is the last day that you worked?
Monday the 7th.
All righty. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Absolutely.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Am I available for what was that?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Sure.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Never have.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
26 per hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, never happened.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Alrighty. And what was your job title at your most recent job?
Director of Safety.
And can you tell me a little bit about what you did?
Yeah, I coordinated all the safety and audits for an industrial steel corporation. We built factories and conveyor systems for rock quarries and such. And I was the director of safety. I made sure everybody was trained and certified to do their position, as well as made sure, you know, safety audits daily, make sure everybody was doing things correctly and trained everybody and kept records of it.
All right. So, hold on. There's two that could be it. So I'm sitting here trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
So you were more of a health and safety engineer?
Yeah, EHS.
Okay. And are you seeking work in the same occupation?
Yes.
All righty. And who are you working for?
Mike Morgan Industrial.
All right. And what is a good phone number for that company?
205-677-2. Hang on 1 second. I'm gonna look it up here. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
All right. And when did you start working for the company?
We were purchased in November of last year, and I was previously with the company that did the exact same. I was in the same role, and when we were purchased, I just transferred over in the same role.
So when did the company get purchased over?
No, November of 2021.
Do you remember when in November?
I think it was the 2nd, I want to say.
All right. What city were you working in? What city were you working out of?
This was in Chelsea, or Westover, Alabama, Mike Morgan Industrial.
And you said Westover?
Westover, Westover.
All righty. And that was here in Alabama, correct?
That's correct. I'm sorry. Yes.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
I was offered 2 weeks severance pay.
And have you already received that?
1 week of it, yes.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from an employer, from this employer?
No. No.
All right. And why are you no longer working for the company?
They did not. The company that purchased us, Mike Morgan Industrial, didn't feel the need to have a safety director.
So they eliminated your position?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. Do you have pen and paper?
I do.
All right. So your PIN number is 2061. All right, and then I'd keep that because I'm going to give you a couple of websites and a couple of phone numbers you're going to need.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you must maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And Alabama is spelled out.
Okay, alabamaworks.gov. AlabamaWorks.gov, is that right?
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov.
AlabamaWorks.alabama. gov.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205.
Okay.
458-2282.
Okay. And that's the phone number to call weekly.
Yes. If you wish to file via the internet, the web address you'll go to is labor.
Mm-hmm.
.alabama.
Mm-hmm.
.gov.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet next week, meaning this coming Sunday is when you'll start doing your weekly certifications.
Sunday, weekly certifications. Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions regarding the information, please contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524.
1-800-361-4524.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Carey, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Let's see. When? Okay, after I finish the applications and everything else and do that, how long would it take to expect before I get a deposit in my checking account?
So it usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to process the claim. So it'll be about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
How long does
the unemployment last at that point?
So as long as you are doing your weekly certifications, it'll last until you either find a new job or something. For some reason, the funds run out.
Oh, the funds run out. Okay, or find a new job. Okay.
Yes.
But you have to go in weekly and do it.
Yeah, but I have to go in weekly online to file that claim, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions?
I think that's got it. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you for your help.
Not a problem.